Hollywood Jews Feeling Unwelcome by Kamala Harris After She Passed on Shapiro as Veep. By David Ng on August 8, 2024. Has Kamala Harris alienated Hollywood Jews by rejecting Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, D, as her vice presidential running mate? A new opinion piece from The Hollywood Reporter reveals that some Jewish American producers, agents, and executives suspect that Kamala's decision was made to appease the left's surging anti-Semitic base, especially when it comes to young, woke progressives. THR's new senior awards editor Steve Zeichik wrote about the plight of liberal Jews in Hollywood this election season in the opinion piece published Wednesday. There was never going to be a way to definitively know why Harris chose Tim Walz over Shapiro, he wrote. What is known is that the choice happened after a conscious progressive social media campaign to brand Shapiro as genocide Josh and paint him as some Netanyahu water carrier when his positions on Israel were standard democratic two-statism, and sharply anti-Netanyahu. And that carries with it the stench of something else. He later added, "My thoughts seem to be echoed among the solidly liberal Jewish American producers, agents and executives I've talked to, namely, that even if the pick was the result of electoral calculations, those calculations come with baked-in anti-Semitic assumptions about the electorate." One person Zeichik spoke to explained, "I didn't say she, Kamala, was anti-Semitic. I said that she could not stand up to those who are." As Breitbart News reported, a recent Gallup survey showed that nearly half of Americans believe anti-Semitism is a very serious problem in the United States. The rising tide of anti-Semitism follows the October 7 Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, which resulted in one of the bloodiest days in the country's history. Young, woke progressives on college campuses and in major liberal cities rushed to defend the Hamas terrorists and condemn Israel's military response to the attack. In weeks of protests and demonstrations, these young left-wingers espoused stridently anti-Israel sentiment that frequently turned into outright anti-Semitism. Kamala's political calculation doesn't appear to have appeased the left's most anti-Israel voices. During a rally Wednesday in Michigan, home to a surging Muslim population, protesters interrupted Kamala by accusing her of complicity in genocide in Gaza. Hollywood has long been a reliable ATM for Democrat politicians on the campaign trail. Kamala Harris has made multiple stops at the homes of powerful entertainment industry executives, with hat in hand. And they have reliably showered her with tens of millions of dollars in donations over the years. Now that she appears ready to seize the party's nomination, will Kamala's Veep diss prompt liberal Hollywood Jews to rethink their unconditional devotion to her? Don't bet on it. As one producer told THR, "Of course I'll stay on the train, Walt seems like a good dude. I just keep asking why it isn't a Shapiro train." Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.